You. Merry Christmas. Good to see all of you. We pray God's blessings on our time together. We do have a special helper with us this evening. We've been praying for and supporting not only with our prayers but also with our tangible gifts, Good Shepherd member Mark Kranz, who is right in the middle of his first year at the Fort Wayne Seminary. So we're thankful to have the Kranz family back and to meet little Emma for the first time. And we're excited to have him help with our worship services tonight, too. A couple of words on our worship service. Our opening hymn is number 379, O Come All Ye Faithful. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3. Setting 3, that's on page 184 and following. Have a worship insert for this evening. Readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. We'll make sure that everybody's on the right page at the right time. At the end of our worship service this evening, we will have the traditional Christmas Eve candle lighting. The candles will be passed out during the offering, so we don't have too many extra temptations during the worship service. But we'll pass those out. And just one note, when we're passing the fire or passing the flame, we need to have the people that have the flame keep their flame upright, and the other people, the unlit candle, dip to it. That will keep the mess to a minimum and keep Custodian Joe off my case as well. So that is always a good thing. Before we sing our opening hymn, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the opportunity to be in Your house and to hear about the greatest Christmas present in the history of the world, Your Son, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, second person of the Trinity, the Eternal Word, wrapped in flesh and blood, also in swaddling cloths, and lying in a manger, born to give us life. Life through His life, His suffering, His death, and His resurrection. Heavenly Father, help us to see that babe in a manger as our Savior from sin. All these things, Lord, we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 379.
worship, divine service, setting number 3, page 184, page 184, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to grant to us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave me.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinner.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We turn to the words of our introit, as printed on your bulletin insert. We chant them together.
Thank you.
God on high.
And Lord, peace fulfill for them. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God of Father Almighty. O Lord, your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takes away your sin of the world, have mercy upon us. How that takes away your sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with our holy cross, art glorified in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our Judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 7. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God is well, God is well.
The epistle is from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia verse and gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten. Amen.
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, the gospel reading that we heard just a moment ago, the Christmas account according to Matthew 1, especially verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it started out as a simple project about a month ago, and it turned into a passion, you might even say a downright obsession. It was a personal quest. I got the idea from, of all places, the Hallmark Channel. On Thanksgiving Day, I was watching a movie with my wife on the Hallmark Channel, and I saw a commercial. And this commercial said that for the entire month of December, the Hallmark Channel was going to get you, meaning me, into the Christmas spirit. That commercial gave me an idea. I decided that I was going to make it my personal quest to once and for all clearly define for everyone just exactly what the Christmas spirit is. And then once the Christmas spirit is properly defined, to help me, you, get into the Christmas spirit. I was very sly, or at least I thought I was pretty sly, as I would ask people, a few in the church, but mostly people outside the church, and especially those who never go to church, what they think of when they hear that phrase, Christmas spirit. And I also need to make a confession at this point. My wife has a serious addiction. It's not drugs, not alcohol, it's not even chocolate. It's the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Movie Channel. Or the recently discovered Pixel Channel, which is basically the Hallmark Movie Channel without commercials. I resolved that for 30 days, I would watch as many Hallmark Channel movies as I possibly could with my wife. Here's the confession. I pretend that I hate it. I pretend that it is some giant sacrifice on my part. But deep down, I really enjoy it. Now, before you make me turn in my man card, I need to give you the results of my very unofficial survey turned personal quest. For the majority of people, the Christmas spirit simply means to be happy. To be happy. To have a smile on your face. To be happy. It's a general feeling, a general emotion. And the results of this Christmas spirit of happiness is you tell the truth. You're nice to people. You let other people in line in front of you. You not only don't cut people off in traffic, but you let people in. You always say thank you. And you think of other people before you think of yourself. Now, all of those things are really good things. That's the result of the Christmas spirit. But it doesn't help, or it doesn't teach you how to get into it. as I watched movie after movie after movie, certain things became very clear to me. Many times the Christmas spirit simply means the absence of things that take away your happiness. The absence of things that take away your smile. So it goes like this. If you're sick, your health gets better. If you're lonely, you get a new friend or a new spouse. If you're bored, you find some kind of entertainment. If you're stuck in the city, you make a move or at least a journey to the country. And Vermont and Connecticut seem to be the two popular spots. If you're fed up with work, you get a new job or a new boss. If you're afraid, like the Wizard of Oz, you find your courage. If you're depressed, you get hope and joy. If you're poor, you get money, newfound riches. If you're filled with worry, your doubts are removed. If all you can do is lose, you get on a winning streak. If you're without love, you find it. If you're without your family, the gap is filled with a new friend or a new family, something to fill that gap. If you're estranged from someone, you get reconciliation. The bottom line to all of this is, if you are filled with bad memories, you get new ones, better ones. And the entire idea is that your good memories eventually overcome or outweigh your bad ones. Doesn't even matter if the memories are your own. They can even be Hallmark memories. My friends, we can all relate to this in some way, shape, or form. We like to be happy, don't we? It's a good thing. It's a great thing. And sometimes it's very elusive. We come into God's house. Maybe some of you are filled with the Christmas spirit. But I would wager that most of you are not. For whatever reason. You see, here's the problem. Nothing on the Hallmark Channel or anything related to the feel-good Christmas movies and songs, nothing ever really talks about the root problem for why we're sick and why we're lonely and why we lose and why we're estranged and why our family is far away and why people get sick and die. And that problem is sin. It's politically incorrect to talk about sin, even in some churches, but especially on TV. So today, we come into God's house. We know that we are sinners, one and all. We confessed it just a few minutes ago. And all of us are intimately familiar with the effects of sin. You know, that time that we got into a fight with someone we love and we said unkind words and we can't take those words back. The promises that we made and then broke. The times when we have given our best and we failed. And no matter what we do, we can't set aside what we remember. Our guilt, our heartache, our shame, our bad feelings. We want good memories. We hope that those good memories will overcome the bad memories. And yet, no matter how hard we try, even if we accomplish it, it's very short term. It's very short lived. And that feeling and that emotion, that Christmas spirit, is soon gone. My friends, we need to stop and consider God's Word for us. You know, if there was anyone who was deep in the midst of worry and depression and heartache and betrayal, it was Joseph. He's engaged to be married, and his wife is going to have a baby, and he knows the baby is not his. Talk about a plot for a movie that's too spicy even for Hallmark. My friends, tonight, God's Word for us teaches us what the true Christmas spirit is all about. We need to stop and consider God's Word in any and every situation. And we need to assign to God's Word more trustworthiness than our feelings and our emotions and our so-called Christmas spirit. You see a baby lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Who in their right mind would assign to that baby the fact that he is the Savior of the world, God in flesh? Mary did. Joseph did. The shepherds did. Aged Anna and Simeon did in the temple. How? Because they heard God's Word and they believed it. They believed that God's Word was true. And not just some generic true, but true for them. My friends, God's Word is true for you. God, in His love and mercy, sent His Son, God in the flesh, born of a virgin, born for you. He was born to wage war. War against sin, death, and the power of the devil. He was born to die. He was born for you. Jesus, who knew no sin, placed Himself under God's holy law. He was condemned, not by anything He did, but because of our sin. All of our sins, and especially our sin of lack of trust in God and His Word, was placed onto Jesus as He suffered and died on Calvary's cross. We sang it just a moment ago. Nails, spear shall pierce Him through. Jesus did that for me. And for you. Why? You will give Him the name Jesus. Because He will forgive His people. That's you and me. From their sin. You see, feelings and emotions are very elusive. If we think that the Christmas spirit, the true Christmas spirit, is attached to how we feel or how we emote, we will never, ever be satisfied. We'll always be lacking. We'll always want more. But when we know that that true Christmas spirit, and I would go one step farther, I would call it not only a Christmas spirit, but a Christian spirit. When that Christian spirit fills us up with the knowledge that our sins are forgiven, no matter what our circumstances in life are, that our sins are forgiven, we can look at any and every situation like the Apostle Paul teaches us in Philippians 4. I know what it is to have plenty. I know what it is to be in want. I have learned the secret of contentment in any and every situation. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Christmas, the Christmas season, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. These are all days that are filled with memories. Many of them are great. Some of them aren't. Whenever we remember any or every situation, whenever we remember, there is always a touch of bitterness. That's what the word nostalgia means. The pain of remembering. We remember celebrating with loved ones who are no longer with us. We remember past failures. We remember unresolved worry, guilt, and shame. My friends, tonight, hear it again, as if for the first time. We set aside all of our memories, both good and bad, and we take to heart this simple truth from God's Word. Jesus Christ has come for you. Jesus Christ has lived and bled and died and risen from the dead for you. Jesus Christ has covered you over with His robe of righteousness in the waters of holy baptism. Jesus Christ fills you with His body and blood. You are forgiven. That is the Christmas spirit. May God bless you with such a spirit, not only today, but each and every day that you draw breath. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our feelings, our emotions, our memories, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. A true Christmas spirit involves a new heart. And that's exactly what God gives us in His Word. We stand and sing our offertory, page 192. Welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith and the giver of a true Christmas spirit. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad that you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. We pray that God's good news of forgiveness in and through Jesus would fill you today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
This night we especially remember in our prayers Leonard Stellick, Brent Stellick's father. We remember Mary Ann Preschult, who was hospitalized, and for Clyde Neighbor, who is also hospitalized following surgery. We stand for prayer. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, by the incarnation of your eternal Son, you revealed that you are love. Give us true faith in Christ and his promises that by his conception, virgin birth, holy life, sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection, our sins are forgiven and we are yours. Increase our love for each other. For as you abide in us, we abide in you, and your love is perfected in us. Fill us with joy and lead us to proclaim your glad tidings to all people. Lord, in your mercy,
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, by His birth in human flesh, Your dear Son took His place in the family of Mary and Joseph. Bless the families of our church and our nation, that men and women would live faithfully as husbands and wives, loving and caring for their children and nurturing them in the grace of baptism and all the truth of Your Word. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, guide and defend the President, Congress, and all who administer and judge our laws. Change the hearts of those who would lead us away from Your justice and truth. Preserve in this land the freedom to serve You and lead us to be faithful citizens. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, in love You declared us to be Yours and promised to hear our prayers. Protect the police, firefighters, and other emergency workers whose duty and service to us has called them away from their loved ones this night. Keep safe all who travel during this time. Relieve the sufferings of Your people and heal their diseases according to Your mercy. Especially be with those who are spending this day in the hospital or recovering, especially Leonard, Marianne, and Clyde. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, our Savior and brother, You feed us in body and soul. Give true faith in Your word and promises to all who receive Your body and blood this night. Sustain Your people in humble repentance and godly living. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The service of the sacrament is found on page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so
true. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, You have given us a new revelation of Your glory, that, seeing You in the person of Your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of Thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Pray as our Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom,
and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh, Thank you. body of Christ.